Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. Welcome to a special edition of Wikipedia. On the occasion of the first anniversary of the podcast, we provide some insights and statistics. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to a special episode of Wikipedia. Today, we're celebrating our first anniversary and what a journey it has been. Let me take you behind the scenes of this unique project that brings Wikipedia articles to life through audio. In just 1 year, we've created an impressive 668 episodes, starting exclusively in German and expanding to English versions in March 2024. To put our content creation into perspective, we've generated scripts totaling 560,000 words. That's equivalent to Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace, or what might be more relatable to you, twice the length of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. The numbers tell an interesting story. We've produced over 68 hours of audio content, accumulating 1,600 streams from 350 listeners across platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Podcasts. While our 30 dedicated followers might seem modest, these engagement numbers are quite okay considering we've done zero advertising. Let's talk about the technical side. We've made several improvements throughout the year, including a cover redesign and enhanced MP3 file quality in autumn. The production process has proven surprisingly cost-effective. Just $20 for text generation, $60 for text-to-speech conversion, roughly $1 per hour, and $30 for cover image creation. I should mention that while we strive for accuracy, we've had our share of creative interpretations. Take our episode about the Papuan Harrier from July 18th, 2024. We may have gotten a bit carried away and described it as double its actual size and more majestic than it actually is. Our content analysis revealed something quite surprising about Wikipedia's Article of the Day selection. I was genuinely taken aback to discover that military topics make up a whopping 8% of our episodes. That's even higher than sports-related content, which only accounts for 5%. This imbalance raises interesting questions about the selection criteria and focus of Wikipedia's featured articles. Looking ahead, we've learned some valuable lessons. The Alloy voice continues to excel for both German and English narration. Unfortunately, our experiments with dialogue format didn't quite hit the mark. It still felt too artificial. Especially when it comes to dialogues and creating a genuine podcast feel, Notebook LM's podcast feature is likely a Wikipedia killer, at least for English content. Yet, we're committed to continuing as long as our listeners keep tuning in. We're even open to expanding to other languages if native speakers are interested in helping with quality control. After all, Wikipedia's mission has always been about making knowledge more accessible. Thank you for being part of this journey. Whether you're a regular listener or just discovering us, your support means everything. Here's to another year of bringing Wikipedia articles to life.
Das war der Wikipedia Sonderpodcast zum einjährigen Bestehen. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Bis zum nächsten Mal.